Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. There's a great old worship song penned by the American composer Kurt Kaiser in 1969, and it's called It Only Takes a Spark. When I was a kid, we used to sing this song a lot. Truthfully, we probably sung it a wee bit too much. The lyrics say, it only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread the love to everyone you want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing, it's fresh like spring, you want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I've found. It can depend on God, it matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop, praise God. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. And if I'm entirely honest, friends, I used to think the song was kind of corny, but life has taught me how powerful the essence of this song is. You see, in life and business, in faith, and particularly in ministry, it really only does take a tiny spark to ignite a fire. And when the Holy Spirit is at the root of that fire, often the fire will become an unquenchable one. In the same way, it only takes one individual filled with the Spirit of God to ignite others into becoming followers of Christ. This reality is equal parts exciting and terrifying. Exciting because it shows that each and every one of us can potentially be vessels of true revival, but terrifying in that it really doesn't allow any of us the excuse to do little, let alone nothing. I have no doubt whatsoever, friends, that God wants that spark of revival and that fervency to share the good news with the least, the last, and the lost, to be lit within each and every single one of us, and in us today. Clearly, our unique gifts and callings are all different. However, I firmly believe that we are all called to play whatever and whomever is in front of us. If God's placed a person, a group, or an opportunity to share in word and in practical ways the good news of his love, redemption, and salvation, then we've got to grab that opportunity. Friends, if we believe that the Bible really is the word of God, then we have to take the Great Commission at face value. Matthew 28:18-20 says, Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism and the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up until the end of the age. Friends, just a shade under a year ago, I saw the first piece of evidence of an unquenchable fire take root in my beloved Fasana Crowd Township, when the leaders of the so-called Bad Boys gang, all to a man, gave their lives to Jesus. Since that day, those lads have started and arguably pretty stunningly taken a journey of inner and outward transformation. From repentance and seeing and acknowledging hope for the first time ever in their lives to seeking, gaining and keeping peace in Fasana, and even resisting the temptation to respond or shoot back when they've literally been attacked by other gangs shooting at them, to more recently launching the nascent Lekka Pies business, where the lads are starting to sell pies as opposed to the illegitimate products that they've historically sold. This mini revival within some of the previously warring gangs in Fasana started when these lads heard the gospel, repented, and then stepped out in faith and said, whatever we do, we cannot do nothing. So they started with a literal spark afar in the yard outside one gang house. And then their individual and collective transformation journey started from the coals of that literal, humble, street-side fire. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Friends, we all face challenges and challenges to our faith and our faithfulness. I know I do. But my challenge and encouragement to you all this week is, are we despising days of small beginnings? Or are we stepping up boldly in faith and doing the little we can, then trusting the Holy Spirit to do the much that only He can? Whatever and wherever that is, the formula is the same. Keep turning up, keep following God, keep trusting Him, and then let Him take the spark and turn it into a veritable and unquenchable fire. So let's all commit to doing this within our respective spheres of influence this week, and let's watch in wonder as God unleashes multiple unquenchable fires. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.